WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Hey, 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 good evening. Monday, cold, dark. You know, I was on for Barry today, and I didn't even mention the fact, you know, we got a little bit of snow, measurable snow. People had to dust off their cars, or as it was this morning, probably chisel away at some of the snow-packed ice that's on the vehicle, or was on the vehicle. Kind of slippery on the streets today. At any rate, even though it's not December 21st or the 22nd, you get the feeling winter is here. I don't think any of the snow that we had, in fact, I think we have some rain scheduled for later on in the week. I don't think any of this snow is going to be around come ho, ho, ho time, which is what? 11 days away? 10 days away. Today is the 15th. And so that means the 25th is Santa Claus Day. Today being the 15th, it's Bill of Rights Day. That is the date that the state of Virginia, I should say their General Assembly, they got together and they ratified the Bill of Rights and with X number of colonies, put it over the top, basically, and we have our 10 Bill of Rights. And I mentioned earlier today, I'm going to mention it again right now. Where do you think we would be as a nation today if we did not have the Bill of Rights? Number one, freedom of speech, expression, religion, peaceably assemble. Number two, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. Where do you think we would be as a nation? Also on this date in 1973, the American Psychiatric Association removed homosexuality from its list of mental disorders. And I'm curious, I never thought it was a mental disorder. I think at a particular time in my life, I thought something's not right, but I never went down the road of some type of mental illness because maybe a guy liked another guy or a woman liked another woman. But I do believe we have people in the United States and around the globe that do feel as such. The Brian's Beat quote of the day. There is no declaration of rights and the laws of the general government being paramount to the laws and constitution of the several states. The declarations of rights in the separate states are no security, nor are the people secured even in the enjoyment of the benefit of the common law. That quote basically led to the Bill of Rights being put together. That quote comes from George Mason from Virginia, same state as James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and many of the founding fathers. Mason would certainly be included in that bunch. 508-996-0500. We spoke a lot today about the shootings in Australia and at Brown University over the weekend. We also, at least I did, I don't recall anybody else really talking about it. But I also brought up the fact that Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were stabbed to death, and the culprit, the suspect, seems to be their 30-something son. His name is Nick. With all of the things that went on during the weekend, and there were quite a few, again, Brown University, Australia. What I found interesting is the president did speak about Australia. My guess is he did have a syllable or two to say about Brown University. But what comes up in my feed is something that the president wrote or had somebody write for him this morning on Truth Social. Timestamp is 9:51 a.m. And since I'm going to guess it's 9:51 Eastern time. Donald Trump. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away. Together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness. And with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before, may Rob and Michelle rest in peace. I ask your opinion of that. Again, I would say, it could be AI, the artificial intelligence generated. But here's the thing. This has been floating around for 9 hours thereabouts. Know-nothings from the Trump administration, as in they're not denying this at all. Again, at this particular time to put out that type of notice, basically to be noticed, that's what he's doing. He doesn't care if he puts out crap or if he's putting out good. He wants his name out there so people like me talk about it to you. So I did him the favor. I talked about it. I think it's a piece of garbage. I think it's uncalled for, but he's the president and people are going to, he's the president. He does that kind of stuff. They're going to give him that kind of pass. So maybe I should do the same thing. All right. Let's get on to Brown. Found out just a little while ago that I think it's, and I'm going to double check before I just speak. Who is it? Somebody is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and I would hope conviction. So let's read it. Come on. You can go a little bit faster. This is from Channel 5, the FBI. Isn't it an the FBI is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to an identification, arrest, and conviction in connection with Saturday's deadly shooting in a Brown University building. Investigators hope someone will recognize a man seen in a series of videos recorded by surveillance cameras before and after the shooting. I find that so interesting because about a day before, FBI Director Kash Patel sent out an update on the FBI response at Brown University. And here it is. FBI Boston established a command post to intake, develop, and analyze leads and run them to ground. We activated the FBI cellular analysis survey team to provide critical geolocation capabilities. As a result, early this morning, FBI Boston's Safe Streets Task Force, with assistance from the U.S. Marshals and Coventry, Rhode Island Police, detained a person of interest in a hotel room in Coventry based off a lead from the Providence Police Department. We have deployed local and national resources to process and reconstruct the shooting scene, providing headquarters and lab elements on scene. We set up a digital media intake portal to ingest images and video from the public related to the incident. And the FBI's victim specialists are fully integrating with our partners to provide resources to victims and survivors of this horrific violence. The FBI will continue an all-out 24/7 campaign until justice is fully served. Thanks to the men and women of the FBI and our partners for their continued teamwork. Please continue praying for the victims and for their families, as well as for all those at Brown University. You know, the last paragraph should have been the first paragraph, talking about the Brown victims and their families and whatnot. A few hours after Kash Patel had his update sent out to the media and anybody else who wanted to read it, Providence Police and the Rhode Island Attorney General, and I think the Rhode Island Governor, were on hand to say that basically, after what we now know as scientific evidence, they had to release the person that they had picked up. All that from Kash Patel to find out that all of the geo this and cellular analysis that didn't work. And so now the FBI is offering a $50,000 reward. I find this very interesting. Not that they're offering a reward, but after all that they went through, all of the scientific gizmos and gadgets that they brought together, the fact that, at least from what we have heard from Brown University sources, that the building that the shooting took place in is an older building and they did not have the cameras situated where they needed them. They had some in there, but not enough. The same video that we have seen since yesterday is now widely dispensed. And as a caller pointed out earlier today, hey, we don't even know if that is the particular person. Yes, he was seen in the building. And I'm not saying that it's not that person. In fact, I would sit here and say, I kind of find it hard to believe it's not. Couldn't see the face. Wearing all black. But isn't that kind of like saying, it must be him. He looks suspicious. In fact, as we sit here and celebrate Bill of Rights Day, that would be counter to what the Bill of Rights says for the people here in the United States. All right, 508-996-0500. So there's a $50,000 reward. And so why do I find that interesting? Because of the fact that we really haven't seen people come forward. Are we expecting them all of a sudden now to say, oh, 50,000, I better come forward? Now there's a reason for me to rat out somebody because I'm being offered $50,000. And you know what? There are some people that might do that. I'm willing to believe a couple of things. One, this shooter had a pretty keen idea of what he or she was doing and knew the building well enough, knew that there weren't too many cameras, dressed appropriately to not really be seen, and knew an escape route to get the hell out of Dodge. I'm willing to believe that. And if the shooter knew that, then he probably or she probably knew when there'd be a lot of students or a lot of people that might or might not see her or him. And so that person made its way out of Dodge. And, you know, as I like to say, if I'm still free, I don't want to be anywhere near the crime scene. So I wouldn't be in Coventry. I wouldn't be in Rhode Island. And if I could, since Rhode Island is right there in the water, I might be out at sea somewhere. All right, your thoughts. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello. Oh, kind of missed you there. Try again if you'd like. But yeah, I think that that's what I do. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near the state of Rhode Island right now. If I had a way to get out, if I had a car somewhere else, I wouldn't be around. And what about this guy that got picked up? His name at the beginning was out there. I don't see his name out there now. And who leaked it? The authorities. Because they were sure they had their man. Now, what I'd like you to do, and I know it's difficult. Maybe you have been in a situation where you were the wrong person at a particular time. But I would like you, this guy, whomever he was, the one that was released, he was picked up sometime around 3:45 Sunday morning. Now, if you're at a hotel, you may have been out partying all night or whatever, but usually at 3:45 in the morning, you're conked out. You're sleeping. So imagine you're the guy. You know you didn't do it. What the hell are they talking about? I'm here in Coventry. I haven't been near Brown. That's part of me talking. But I know I didn't do anything related to this shooting. Now, I have no idea if the authorities barged into the room, breaking the door or anything like that. And I'm not going to blame them for doing it. But I am going to say this. Can you imagine? This guy is trying to think, what the hell's going on? It's 3:45 in the morning. And you think I did what? And you're taking me where? For what reason? I hope he was able to call an attorney. Can you imagine this? They got the wrong guy. Look, I really wish that they got the right person. And I commend the folks in Rhode Island. And I don't know how much the FBI was involved in the release of this person. But I think Rhode Island authorities did the right thing. When they figured it out, look, they held a press conference at 11 o'clock last night to basically say, without really saying this, that they had the wrong person and that they were going to release their person of interest. Ballsy enough to just go and yank a guy out of his sleep at 3:45 in the morning, but wise enough not to hold the person any longer than necessary. And I bunched that together with, don't you wish ICE would do the same thing when they know they don't have the right person. Instead of doubling down. Instead of making it more difficult. Especially when they do it to U.S. citizens. When they beat on U.S. citizens. I had a person call earlier today who, you know, has to bring up, well, if they're resisting or anything like that. Well, the people that were in front of Congress the other day didn't sound like they were resisting. And if you can't see who the person is who is trying to detain you because these people like to wear masks, we're hearing that ICE folk, that they're the victims. Well, if they're the victims, what are the people that you wrongly accuse? What are they? All right, let's try it this time. Hello.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I am.
The radio down.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I jumped on real quick. So the facts are kind of coming out about the victims at Brown University. One of them was involved in the Republican committee.
Yeah, the young woman. Yes.
Yes.
Young Republicans or something of that nature.
Right, yeah. A Republican organization on campus. And another one is, I had heard, was a professor, the professor of Judaic studies at Brown University. I'm looking into it. You jumped on the phone real quick, so I didn't have a chance to look it up too far. But I had heard that as maybe a factor in it. So I'm just kind of curious about, you know, where this leads.
I think we all are.
Yeah, absolutely. And it bothers me. It really bothers me. And
what bothers you?
What bothers me
is
people are jumping to foregone conclusions, and on the other side, people are afraid of saying what it may be. If they know, you know, maybe the police are afraid to come out and say, well, we think it was this. This was the motive. So we're going on that.
Well, I think that when you bring up the authorities, they probably shouldn't do that. Because if they, unless there's a strong indication, you know, the Panthers did something and we're going to check them out because this is their modus operandi or something like that. But if you really don't know, you probably shouldn't. Look what happened. They picked up the wrong person because they had the scent of something wrong.
Right. You know what? That happens. That absolutely happens. But I'm more upset about that they, maybe it was the media's fault. Was the police had to release the information, but and the media put it out there in public. But releasing the guy's personal information.
Well, but I mean, we hear personal information getting. I'm not condoning, please. I'm saying we do hear information getting leaked all the time, or not necessarily leaked. It was given out. It was intentionally given out.
Right,
and that happens quite often.
They wanted the prize. They wanted the prize. Yeah, we caught them. We caught them. Okay, just to, you know, make themselves feel better or look better, and the media went and put it out before the facts were actually out. And, you know, now the guy's out of jail or out of custody. But now he's got to live with that.
Well, I think you're right. He does have to live with it. I don't know how much it's going to sink in, but just a hint of it. You know, one thing's for sure. We know he's from Wisconsin. And he's 20 miles, his home is 20 miles outside of Milwaukee. What do you think it's going to be like if he goes home for Christmas?
Well, he's going to have some questions to answer.
You think? Sure.
It's going to be an awkward thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel bad for him. But, you know, the cops are doing their due diligence, apparently.
Maybe. I'm going to jump to a conclusion here. Maybe Rhode Island police and their authorities could handle it a lot better than maybe bringing the FBI and getting this whole big media opportunity thrown in there at the same time. That just
maybe,
me thinking.
But, you know, I've got another question for you. You're here. You've been talking a lot about... I'm sorry. Now I'm going to turn my TV down. You've been talking a lot about American citizens that have been apprehended by ICE.
Correct.
Lately.
Today, yeah.
What I think you're missing is, you're neglecting to mention, are those people that have been detained, are they protesting? Are they part of the resistance against ICE? The rapid response teams that are interfering in ICE operations?
I can't answer that question for you.
There you
but
go.
I can do this. I can sure. relate to Julie Johnson, the congresswoman, who had three in particular. And I can also take you back to Seth Magaziner, the congressman from Rhode Island, the three people that he brought up. So six people in total did nothing. Nothing dealing with protesting. One woman had wrote some bad checks years ago, and she was deported. And a U.S. veteran was deported because I guess he self-medicated after coming down with PTSD. And took a couple of bullets, and that was enough to get him deported.
Interesting. Well, I want you to look into that. Maybe I mean, it's easy to believe what we see from media outlets that we choose to believe. You know,
I believe cameras. Video.
Absolutely. So maybe you ought to look at the Minneapolis ICE protests and the rapid response teams that are going out there and obstructing federal
that's
law
fair.
Enforcement.
That's fair. But you know what? I'm going to bring it down. Each case of one of the hallmarks of the United States, I'm going to let you go after this, but one of the hallmarks of the United States is each case is taken on an individual basis. And whether something up in Minnesota or Portland or Denver, Colorado happened should have nothing to do with some of these other cases. All right?
That's true.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. 508-996-0500. That's how you get on to the program today. I'm Brian. This is Brian's Beat. And I'm going to take one more before we go to the break. Hello.
Denver, Colorado.
I got to help. You got to do something about that phone, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What I heard on Howie Carr today, that there was some protesting of Palestine there recently.
Protest in Palestine?
Yeah. And
what does it do with it, what we're talking about?
Well, this is Hanukkah, too, right now. I think it's got to do with Jewish. The professor was Jewish, they said.
At Brown.
Yeah, I got a funny deep down feeling it might be associated with that.
Because the professor was Jewish? I guess I would wonder if all the people that were in that room were Jewish.
I don't know, but my nephew went there, and he's Jewish. My sister married Jewish. She turned Jewish. So there must be a lot of Jewish people that go to Brown because it's a good school and it's expensive.
And that means a lot of Jewish people go there?
Yeah, probably, because they like their children to be very well educated, and they like to go all out for their children. I have a sister that's Jewish. And they don't play around with that. I mean, they go the best. They get the best. They do the best. That's it. That's how it is.
Hmm. I think that probably fits the scenario of some. Yeah.
Well, I know from the fact there. But anyway, I got a funny hunch it has something to do with that. I think it's somebody who was and goes to that school, maybe, because they know it good, right? They knew it real good. They knew how to get out. They knew what they were doing.
It could have been somebody that went there before.
And cased it out, maybe.
Or worked there before. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you're bringing up great possibilities. I don't know.
It was an engineering class. And sometimes when people are studying, you get very, around that time too, you get very, they get very, I can't explain the word. It's very serious, and maybe they were having a hard time mentally and emotionally. It's either or. I'm thinking either or, like I'm telling you.
Are you talking about the shooter now?
Right. Either I don't. It's either what I just said. I got a funny hunch for that.
Could be. Well, we'll see what. I mean, I don't know. Your guesses are as good as anybody else's.
Brian, but listen, let me say something about the parents that got shot. Oh, that's horrible. So I heard that the son was homeless and on drugs.
I don't know about the homeless, but I have heard that he had experiences with drugs, yes.
And homeless, and I heard that on the news. And I feel so bad because they were such a nice couple and nice people. See what happens sometimes when you have money and you have kids, and out in Hollywood, a lot of the kids, they just suck the parents up for the money and demand the money, and they take drugs with it, and it's a sad situation. You know what I mean? Because the money's available, and they know it is, and then they, you know, that's a lot. That's notorious out in Hollywood.
Unfortunately, it is everywhere, not just in Hollywood, but certainly in Hollywood or thereabouts, there's a lot of money rolling around.
Well, do you know where there's any around here?
What, money? Money or the cocaine?
Okay, I love you. Bye.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the call. I don't know if the guy was still hooked, if he had some type of argument with his folks, how intentional it was. Well, I hope somewhere down the road, and again, under the premise that the son is indeed the killer, we hope the story comes out. You know, that's one of the things that I like to say. At least he is alive. And again, if he is the killer, he can give his story, or that story will come out in the court of law. 508-996-0500. Brian's Beat on WBSM.
When somebody says, "I'm an American citizen," to ICE, and ICE does not stop and continues to assault them and physically berate them and then hold them.
This is WBSM.
Take it off. Take it all off.
The closer you shake, the more you need Noxzema. Noxzema, medicated comfort shake.
Low-cost air helps you find the best airfares, foreign and domestic. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
I visited at an ICE facility outside of Dallas. And over 70% of them were classified as the lowest threat level, as never having a criminal record at all. But yet they were there because of the color of their skin.
Bill of Rights Day, and we're talking to you as we celebrate the Bill of Rights. What was it? 232 years ago, our Bill of Rights came into being. What would happen if we never had a Bill of Rights? Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
As regards to our Constitution, briefly, I will say that a president should never have such power over the economy as can result from willy-nilly tariffs. I don't understand how he can be a representative of democracy, but also monarchy. So people always claim that we have the best constitution, etc., but they also say we have the best democracy that money can buy. So I'm not so much, you know, waving a high flag on our Constitution. It has a lot of questionable areas, if not flaws, in it, and some are well known, like, you know, no vote for people who don't have property until 1842, stuff like that. But regardless of that, it is shameful that Trump, who railed against people who made political points after Charlie Kirk's assassination, in that clip you played, he's doing the same thing about the deaths of, Meathead, etc. He's doing the very same thing he objected to is awful and immoral.
Freedom of speech, right?
Yeah, I heard it. Thanks for playing it. Mm. All right, I have an ICE thing, but first I will remark that just because this suspect doesn't appear to be a suspect any longer doesn't mean that, in fact, he's not continuing to be a suspect. They just haven't found enough evidence to connect him. For example, I saw on TV, sadly, they're trying to go through the snowfall on all the nearby streets to see if he or anybody dropped any DNA evidence, gum, cigarettes, etc., that could later connect people to being, you know, in that vicinity, etc. So they're not naming who this supposed ex-suspect is, but he was, he should have been arrested for not having any gun licenses in the town where he was from. Said he was angry over being denied gun licenses, and yet they found two guns on him. He might have had a third gun that he ditched, and of course there's a question of whether there was any of that nitrate that can exude from the weapon when you fire it onto your hands or gloves, and whether he was able to
but wouldn't they have
wash it off in 3 or 4 or 5, I don't know how many hours, 3:15 in the morning, you said?
3:45, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so they may be looking for evidence, and they're not saying it because they're not IDing that guy and taking him off the hook completely. Now, about ICE, very quickly, on WGBH radio early this morning, they reported that in Boston, at a citizenship swearing-in ceremony, ICE showed up and stopped a dozen candidates there out of about, I don't know, 40, 50 people who had all the cleared information and documentation to take the oath. They did everything, passed all the tests, and it was oath day, and they came to Boston in the swearing-in center, and they said, "You're not going to take the oath," and they removed them.
So, Hold on. Did that happen?
Did that happen today,
or were they just reporting it today? today because that incident happened last week.
It happened yesterday, and simultaneously it happened in Indianapolis where like 104 people were about to swear in, and all the documents were all ready, et cetera. They went through all the programs, tests, et cetera, throughout the years, and 36 of the 104 people in Indianapolis were pulled from the lines and said, we're not going to let you swear in. So I wonder if, do these ICE agents get bounties, financial incentives?
I don't know if the agents themselves do, but I know that there is, what do they call that? I get, bounty is the word, but there's another quota. There are quotas out there, yes.
Yeah, so it's the same difference then.
Yeah, I don't know if a particular agent gets anything, but there's probably money that goes to a, you know, a district, maybe Boston ICE, Indianapolis ICE, so something along those lines. But there are bounties.
Well, I'll get off the line and let you comment on people who did everything they were supposed to be to become legitimate citizens being stopped from that. I'll listen on. Good night.
Good night. I appreciate the call. I don't know all about it. If it is as face value as you're presenting it, then I think ICE is absolutely wrong. But here's what really gets me. I can sit here and say, yeah, ICE was wrong. But ICE doesn't show up at a hearing or a ceremony unless they are told to go there. And so it's not so much that ICE agent as, well, who's the boss? Where did the directive come from to say that you're going to go to this swearing-in ceremony and stop 1, 2, 3, 36? I forgot the number that you mentioned. And if there are 40, 50, 60 people, how do you know which ones? Who, you know, why were these particular people chosen not to be able to get their, I want to say their certification, but their naturalization? I don't know any of that. And I don't want to take away from anything that you stated, because I'm pretty pissed off at watching what's happening in our very country. But sad reality, maybe there's something that you and I don't know about. And I think we should find out. I mean, I on the surface, the way you presented it, I'm appalled. But I shouldn't be, because I've watched ICE do this time and time again. So I really shouldn't be. But I said this the other day, and I'm probably mirroring some other people that have said something similar. But the more and more that I try sticking up for this country, talking about the Bill of Rights Day today. And it doesn't seem like the higher ups are living up to the values of the Constitution. And that's frightening. It's frightening to me, because I wonder who's next. If U.S. citizens are getting bounced around, ribs broken, heads bashed in, for seemingly no reason at all, who's next? People who are, you know, people who are all set to swear to become U.S. and bona fide taxpayers for the rest of their lives, no matter where they move. And we have ICE agents stopping them. There better be a damn good reason why they're doing it. I don't know what it is. There just had better be a damn good reason for them to put the kibosh on people. Can you imagine that? We talk here about people wanting to become a U.S. citizen. And they're, you know, you can taste it on your breath. You're ready to do the Pledge of Allegiance and then clamp. I'm sorry, no. And you're standing there bewildered. What the hell did I do wrong? I mean, that's what's flashing into my head as I hear that story. I did hear the story last week about ICE, you know, stopping people from getting their citizenship. I have not heard a good reason why. And I think this is part of the whole situation. You know, maybe these ICE agents aren't really allowed to talk much, but I got to tell you, you're that close to getting it. What the hell did you do wrong? What does the government think that you did wrong? Or how about this? As we're hearing more and more, if you come from certain countries, that you're being denied. Maybe that was it. Now, if that's the case, I guess I've got a problem. Because there's, once again, everybody is on an individual basis. And just because you may hail from a particular country, it doesn't mean that you're going to do something bad just because you happen to come from that country.
None of us want a recreation of 9/11, but we also do not want, under any level, the trampling of our constitutional rights.
WBSM.
Stronger than dirt. Ray Jackson. Laundry detergent is stronger than dirt.
Nine. Back to Brian's Beat.
I have a poster here to highlight three American citizens that were arrested by ICE who had done nothing wrong. They presented themselves as American citizens, but yet were still trampled, assaulted. One had broken ribs, a brain injury, an older gentleman by being knocked down to the ground after he said, "I'm an American citizen." But yet they did not stop. And that is a huge problem. When somebody says, "I'm an American citizen," to ICE, and ICE does not stop and continues to assault them and physically berate them and then hold them for days and days on end without a due process hearing, that is a problem.
What did James Brown say? Living in America. 20 degrees in Wareham, 20 in Somerset, 22 in New Bedford. I'm Brian. It's been a pleasure. We will do it again tomorrow evening. And got a couple of special things coming up this week, the week leading into Christmas. So you stay safe, you stay warm because it's going to be cold. And we'll do it again mañana. Same time.